Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hop Ons podcast. John, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
We just recorded season 4, episode 1
we sure
of the Hop Ons
did.
Podcast. So this episode will function as a preview for season 4, but we're also thinking of it as an opportunity to talk about all of the activity this month.
Yeah.
So we're recording this in the middle of May 2018, and for those of you listening in the future, May 2018 was a busy month for Arrested Development.
It sure
fans.
Was, yeah.
So Mitch Hurwitz announced earlier this month that he was releasing a remixed version of season 4, which we'll talk about.
Yep.
And then he mentioned he was very obscure about this. He said season 5 is coming soon. Then you sent me a tweet or a message that someone posted on Twitter. It was the
Stair Car. And it had May 29th as the release date. And then directly after that, a trailer went up. And then I read today or yesterday that they're splitting it in half. So you didn't know that?
No.
So yeah, it'll be the first half of episodes will hit the 29th. I don't know when the next half will hit, but and also I read that Lindsay Portia de Rossi's only in 5 of the episodes for the whole season. So I don't know what that means, but that's what I've heard. Yeah, it's interesting. It's been nuts. The remix thing is interesting.
Let's start there. Let's talk about the remix.
Yeah. I've never in my life heard of a show where somebody's like, you know what would be better if I just edited all this differently and put it back up online? And Hurwitz did that, and it's been met with, from what I've read, a very negative reception.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So we didn't say this in the episode we just recorded, but thank you to all the people who are now listening to the Hop Ons podcast.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you.
We're not listening before because you've contacted us on Twitter and just asked, hey, when are you coming back? Which is deeply flattering.
It feels very good, yeah.
It does, but a lot of those people that I've communicated with, they've asked us, are we doing the original fourth season or the remix? And we'll talk about that in just a moment, but they've disclosed to us that they really like the fourth season or the remix of the fourth season.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting. People who really like Arrested Development, at least my sense is that they like the remix a lot, but I think you might be right. It's met with a kind of skepticism, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think that taking the season 15 episodes, right? And they take that, he takes and makes it 22. So he's essentially making every episode like 23-ish minutes.
That's
so
about right.
So it feels a lot like the first three seasons. I think that's a great idea. I don't know if I'll ever watch it. It might be interesting to see what he does with it. I might watch episode 1 now since I've finished, you know, the OG season 4. But yeah, I think sticking with the regular season 4 is something we should do since I've never seen it, which is the thing that I think we need to do for that reason.
Sure. So let's talk about that now. We've decided to do the original 4th season. And there are maybe two main reasons why. One of them, obviously, John hasn't watched all of the original fourth season. But the other reason, our friend Jono, who also listens to the podcast. Hey, Jono.
Hey, buddy.
He and I were talking about this, and he told me, remixes only make sense if you know what's being remixed.
That's true.
So it doesn't make a lot of sense to start with the remix unless you do the original first. Now, John and I haven't decided what we want to do with the remix.
Yeah.
But we're starting with the fourth season for those reasons. So John can actually watch it. So if he watches the remix, he'll know what's being remixed. But also because you must start with the original. You can't, again, you could start with the remix, but by calling it a remix, Hurwitz is gesturing towards the idea that I'm taking something that already exists and I'm adapting it. Even if it's my own intellectual property, I'm doing something different to it. I'm putting it through a different kind of narrative and creative filter. So that's why we're starting with season 4, the original fourth season, instead of the remix.
I mean, I applaud Hurwitz for saying, for knowing that, oh, this felt a bit clunky, and maybe I can try to fix it. But yeah, we'll see what we'll do with that. Colin and I have been loosely talking about starting a Patreon for the show.
Sure.
Not that we want a bunch of money. I mean, that'd be great. Who doesn't want a bunch of fucking money? You know what I mean? But I maybe
want them G's. I want that cheddar.
That might be something we include like in a tier, maybe like a extra remix episode. We haven't really talked about it, but that's one thing that could be there. But if you think, if you would like to contribute to a Patreon, maybe let us know on Twitter just so we can see how that feels.
I would like to gauge how our listeners would think about it.
Because I think
Patreon,
so
Patreon is interesting because it's not committing to a certain amount of time. It's really just pledging a certain dollar amount as long as you want to pledge that amount. And absolutely, there are certain gifts, perks, so to speak, for different
pledges. We haven't even dove into that, but we've like scratched the surface. So maybe just hit us up on Twitter and say, I think that's a good idea or a bad idea. I mean, we're open to either one. So.
Speaking of scratching the surface, I was thinking the top tier would be a Hop-On's ASMR.
Yeah, so we did talk about this. If we have a $100 donor, we would give them a personalized ASMR episode. We could eat crackers. We could open up packages.
So I have diabetes. I can't eat crackers. However, I can eat celery and Swiss cheese.
We could eat Swiss cheese. Just a lot of that.
Hop on num nums.
No, but that's just something to think about. And also we loosely talked about maybe filming the podcast. I know a lot of people that have done that. A lot of podcasts do that. They film themselves that they're on YouTube. And if that's also something you're interested in seeing us goof around, let us know on Twitter.
Yeah. Sure, because I typically don't wear pants for these recordings.
Yeah, it's real weird. He's just donging it out the whole time.
I didn't say I didn't wear underwear, but I don't wear underwear either. But if I do wear pants, usually they're about as tight as Will Arnett's in season 4, episode 1. So that's worth seeing.
It's a lot of bulge happening.
You should pay for that. Yeah, I like the idea of the remix. I don't know if I'll like it. When I heard about it, I actually thought of Walt Whitman, of all people. Oh, so
of course you did.
Of course I did.
I would have went with like some rapper and you went with Walt Whitman.
Sure. So Walt Whitman, his grand contribution to literature is Leaves of Grass.
He's the chocolates guy, right? I'm just kidding. Those chocolates are good. Anyway, Leaves of Grass.
God damn. But he wrote this collection of poetry called Leaves of Grass, but he did this thing throughout his life and throughout his career where he would go back and actually edit Leaves of Grass, so different editions are slightly different. What Hurwitz is doing, at least conceptually speaking, is not so different from what someone like Walt Whitman did. He returned to an intellectual property from earlier in his life, and he made changes to it. Now, Whitman would add things and subtract things, so Hurwitz is a little different. He's playing with form more than content. But the idea, and we live in a particular moment in time where perhaps it's not so fashionable to do this, because typically creative folk like George Lucas and Steven Spielberg do this, and they always make it worse because they add bullshit nonsense to their movies that people really, really like.
You can just put Lucas in it. Spielberg hasn't done that shit.
Well, didn't Spielberg change the guns for walkie-talkies in
E.T.? In E.T. I think that was a studio thing, but sure.
Right, right. So there's this notion that when people do it today, there are these perhaps not aesthetic considerations that are influencing them, but it feels like with Hurwitz, he really just wanted to fix something that's been bothering him for a long time. And maybe if we wanted to be generous, we could say he just wanted to see season 4 differently, to see what it looked like if it looked more like those early seasons.
Yeah.
And creatively, from a creative aesthetic perspective, I think I like that. So I applaud him just for doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Yeah. We're back, by the way.
Yeah, it's great.
If we haven't said that.
It's great to be back, eh?
It is.
I don't know what that was.
John but Malkovich expect more from of those. Rounders is back.
Yes, it's great to be back.
Oh. Good to have you.
We're going to do the whole, that could be a Patreon tier. We do a whole episode as John Malkovich and Al Pacino.
Oh, I feel good here.
Pay him. Anyways, we appreciate everybody that listens.
I don't have no money. Thank you. Oh.
It's just so guttural.
I know. Everywhere.
Seriously. God damn. Truly thank every we thank every listener that, yeah. that likes the show. Reviews, rates, if you want to, that's great. I will not berate you if you give us less than 5. I have done that in the past. I won't do that anymore. Unless you talk about Colin Stutter, then maybe I will. That's my boy, and I will protect him to the grave.
He'll fuck you up. No, it's wonderful. We're so excited to have all these new listeners. For those of you who haven't listened to episodes where we do bad impressions, I'm so sorry. This is definitely not how you
should be introduced. Yeah, go way back and just listen to all of them, because you'll find one in there.
If you can find my Keanu Reeves country accent from The Devil's Advocate, that's worth it.
It's pretty good, yeah. I think my best accent's definitely Malkovich or Anthony Hopkins, which we've determined is just Katharine Hepburn. Hello, Clarice.
If you imagine Anthony Hopkins as Hannibal Lecter is scary, but it gets a little scarier when you imagine it's actually Katharine Hepburn. Okay, you want to talk about an editing project? I want someone to take Katharine Hepburn and edit old Katharine Hepburn into The Silence of the Lambs. That'd
be pretty great.
Yeah, terrifying. Okay, for the Hop On's podcast, my name is Colin Cox.
I'm John Phelps.
Okay, buddy, I'll see you next time.
All right, see ya.